This is a place you wouldn't normally notice from street level, but have a look above the amusement arcade and you can see the facade of one of the weirdest and most wonderful venues in Glasgow. For over 150 years, this has been the Panopticon, the oldest music hall in the UK and maybe even the world. Britannia Panopticon has had some of the greats. Stan Laurel made his debut here when he was only 16. Jack Buchanan, Harry Lauder and Cary Grant played here too. Today, Britannia Panopticon rates as one of the most prestigious living museums in the world. The building was the result of a kind of 19th century property speculation. An 1857 architect conversion of the warehouse was first intended to become a department store, but the city planners thought it'd be better as a music hall. It wasn't long before audiences of up to 1,500 were cramming onto wooden benches for every show. They could see moving pictures here too. In 1896, the auditorium was one of the first places in Glasgow to show films. But the place really got going in 1907 with the arrival of a new young owner. This was the very inventive, self-styled A.E. Pickard Unlimited of London, Paris, Moscow and Bannockburn. He actually came from Bradford in Yorkshire. He gave the building the new name, Britannia Panopticon, from the Greek pan, meaning everything, and optica, to see, and proved it by turning the rooftop into a carnival, waxworks and freak show, and the basement into a zoo. The audience could see everything for one admission price. There were some unexpected guest performers. Mrs. Carrie Nation, a.k.a. The Smasher, visited the venue in 1908 on a tour when she was preaching the abolition of alcohol. At 6 foot tall and weighing a good 13 stone, The Smasher was a celebrity in her own right. She earned her name by going into a bar and smashing every bottle of alcohol on the premises. As she was jailed over 30 times for over-enthusiastic anti-alcohol tactics, she became a star in her own right and drew crowds in thousands. Here in the Panopticon was the spirit of burlesque. Pickard was never short of new ideas to attract patrons. Throughout the 1930s, he advertised free dinner and fur coat on entry, then handed the expectant crowd a live rabbit on the door. Eventually, however, even Pickard couldn't compete with the luxurious new cinemas opening across Glasgow. And in 1938, the Panopticon closed. That's certainly not the end of the story, but I'll tell you the rest of it as we carry on round the corner. Turn left down the little lane on the left-hand side of the Panopticon called New Wynd. Walking south down the lane, on the left-hand side, we can see the double door entrance into the Panopticon. At first, the downstairs was converted into a public house, while the upstairs was used as a warehouse. Then the balcony was plastered over to keep in the heat and later used as a chicken farm during the Second World War, supplying the east end of Glasgow with fresh eggs throughout the war. After that, the old building was to remain closed for nearly 60 years. If you're lucky enough to get a look inside, it's pretty much unchanged. And the show goes on. Now the Britannia Panopticon Music Hall Trust and Friends of Britannia Panopticon are working to keep the building and tradition alive for future generations. The Panopticon is open to the public for special shows and the spirit of burlesque is very much still alive. Heckling is encouraged. The Trust also runs two charity shops nearby at 45 and 49 High Street here in Glasgow.